Let us have lunch. Keitha realised that her outburst had been ill-advised, but Franz's last remark reminded her that other Americans had money, and a week later she put her dislike of Nicole into new words. The occasion was the dinner they tendered the divers upon Dick's return. Hardly had their footfalls ceased on the path when she shut the door and said to Franz, "Did you see around his eyes? He's been on a debauch." "Go gently," Franz requested. "Dick told me about that as soon as he came home. He was boxing on the transatlantic ship. The American passengers box a lot on these transatlantic ships."
"I believe that," she scoffed.
"It hurts him to move one of his arms, and he has an unhealed scar on his temple. You can see where the hair's been cut away." Franz had not noticed these details.
"But what?" Keitha demanded. "Do you think that sort of thing does the clinic any good? The liquor I smelt on him tonight, and several other times since he's been back."
She slowed her voice to fit the gravity of what she was about to say. "Dick is no longer a serious man." Franz rocked his shoulders at the stairs, shaking off her persistence. In their bedroom he turned on her. "He is most certainly a serious man and a brilliant man. Of all the men who have recently taken their degrees in neuropathology in Zurich, Dick has been regarded as the most brilliant, more brilliant than I could ever be."
"For shame.
It's the truth. The shame would be not to admit it." I turned to